Yeah. Well, I want to welcome you all here on the ceremonial opening of Green Iron Bridge. The reason I say ceremonial is because the bridge has been open since last September. But because of Irene and other conflicting agendas, they couldn't have an official opening. And we thought it would be wonderful to have an official opening to recognize this bridge. After all, the people of Dummiston have waited 15 years for this bridge to be reopened, and it's an iconic bridge and one that's very representative of Dummiston's image. Between this and the covered bridge, they have a lot of represents a lot of what Dummiston is all about. So thank you for coming. And what we'll do, the agenda here is a little bit, Tom Baudet, current select board member and who was the chair last year, will say a few words. He'll entertain us. And
he's always entertaining.
That's right. So, and there. And after that, I'll try to give you a little brief history of the bridge as I know it, and then we'll have anybody who wants to speak is welcome to come up. My wife wants to speak already.
Are you going to introduce anybody like Judy Davidson, who is very important in this bridge?
Well, there's several former select board members here. Judy Davidson, I remember seeing Judy go. I was going to say eye to eye, but it was mostly toe to toe with Warren Tripp and John Weaver on that very bridge some probably 15 to 17 years ago when they were trying to convince the town to build a new bridge on this spot. So, and there were a lot of people, and Judy represented that segment of the population that didn't want a new bridge. And we wanted our old bridge, and we wanted it fixed up. So, thank you, Judy, for all your past work. And Cindy Jerome, who's here, is former select board member and chair, who had a beautiful write-up in the paper today. Any other select board members? Shorty Ferret, yes, absolutely. The mayor of West Dummiston, who was a select board member for 29 years. So perhaps, Tom, if you would like to say a few words.
Sure.
Thank you.